This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Matt Coley, cotton producer of Vienna, Georgia. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I was able to speak with Chief White about particularly resistant pigweeds and the innovative ways farmers are having to handle them. And some of those ways go against some of the practices that we've done over the last years and with conservation tillage and all. And just wanted to talk to him about that and make sure NRCS would be able to work with growers who had had CSP contracts and they may end up having to do something to manage the pigweeds that they said they weren't going to do when they signed up for the contracts.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It seemed like the NRCS was definitely willing to work with growers across the country. And I think they understand how difficult of a problem the Roundup-resistant pigweeds and Roundup-resistant pigweeds, what we deal with here in South Georgia, but I know across the Cotton Belt there's other resistant weeds out there as well. But I think it's one of those problems is, as it affects more and more areas, folks are realizing how big of a problem it is. I even think after I met with him, he was going to get the chance to go tour some fields and see some resistant pigweed and how big of an issue it can be.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the ideas is if you do a deep turning of the land and basically bury the pigweed seed. I think from what they say, if the pigweed seed is around 4 inches below the surface, about 99% of the seed won't germinate. So that's where it kind of goes against the conservation strip-till, no-till type systems. But with that deep tillage of the land, what they also say is you need to put in a heavy cover crop after it, so that helps keep moisture and all in the soil. So it's really only the deep tillage part that kind of goes against the goals of CSP.